Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the Zoom version. And I want to thank again all our listeners who have been continuously tuning in, new listeners to our podcasts on Zoom. We hope to be able to provide current and relevant information on how to do business in this current economy as things change almost daily. My next guest, one of our first reporters, and that is Mark Furman from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Good to see you healthy and in the studio, your studio, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you and great to be on the show.
You know, Mark, I'm still working very actively. The pace of change has been just eye spinning every day in this new economy. And I don't think I have a discussion with a client that the law doesn't come up in the topic. So I would assume that you are even busier than I am and that your phones are ringing off the hook. Can you give us a sense of what entrepreneurs are dealing with right now?
Well, they're dealing with the three rules of business. Survive, and don't forget the first two rules. It's really an unprecedented time. And unlike periods of slowdowns that we've had in the past, you know, we've had basically a government mandated shutdown of the economy. And so there's so many issues for entrepreneurs to deal with. And, you know, following the developments out of Washington, certainly the CARES Act is foremost on every employer who employs less than 500 people. You know, staying in touch with our clients and making sure that they're pursuing the aid that's available to them, which, by the way, is they need to be preparing for that yesterday. They could have forgivable loans next week. They have to use them to 75% of the money for payroll, not to exceed $100,000, and rent, utilities. It's a great opportunity for people to get to the summer. And of course, they need a more mid and long-term plan for survival, dealing with, you know, what's going to come next. So it certainly has expedited everybody working online, using Zoom, FaceTiming, doing business, you know, what used to be meetings in person are now incredibly productive meetings occurring through Zoom and FaceTime without the travel time. Right. So it's a little bit of a money saving and a time saving for everybody. There are great challenges with the courts effectively closed now into May, and who knows what will happen then. There's great challenges in the corporate work and real estate work, with so much anxiety around, you know, what the what's happening in the economy. But actually, everybody's interest in getting their estate plans done, things that were on the back burner, you know, for a year or 2 years or 5 years. Everybody's focused on that because the infection rate of this virus is incredible. And it, of course, impacts older people, you know, at a much higher rate, and it's more dangerous for persons of a certain age. Right. That must be people who are many decades older than us, Jeffrey. But
as usual, Mark, you're much more tactful than I am. It's that New England background that you have versus mine. But you mentioned two things I want to focus in on, because I've always been, since the day I've met you, always actively listened to you. And you talked about the backlog in the courts, and you actually made me think of something that, I mean, you didn't say backlog, that's what you made me think of with the closed court systems. And what I've been thinking about is that even when the court systems open up, if they do open up, there's going to be an immense backlog of work that could last for years. And so maybe the way you look at resolving problems is going to be different right now than prior. And the other part, which you mentioned, which I've talked to every client about, and that is, if you don't have a will right now, or even insurance policies, I've talked to them about, get your insurance in place, because you can have, partner insurance and buyout insurance. You can still be getting all these policies, and companies are not always thinking about these things right now. So again, I listened to you, and now I had a list. I came right back to you. That backlog scares me. And also, being litigious in the old fashioned way might not work for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, sometimes don't mind a slow litigation process, but when I work, as you know, I do handle litigation, and I always ask the question, who does time help? Because it's usually not neutral. It helps somebody more than somebody else. But I've had every court hearing that I've had that was scheduled has been postponed and will be rescheduled at some point. So, but I have started to think about, I've always been an advocate for alternative dispute resolution and going to mediation early, so long as both sides are, you have a sense they're realistic about trying to get the case resolved. But the other day I talked to a client who has a dispute about, I raised the subject of doing a virtual mediation using Zoom. I think I haven't done one yet. I think it could be done effectively in a traditional mediation. The parties meet with a mediator in one room, and they talk a little bit about mediation and the case, and then they break up into separate rooms, and the mediator does shuttle diplomacy. Well, there's no reason that couldn't be done using Zoom, where we could have a group meeting and everybody was on the call, everybody could see each other, and then break out into separate rooms with separate lines. And while the mediator's talking to my clients with me, the other side can just be on hold talking to each other. And then when the mediator kicks over to them, we can do the same. This is the way that we can productively use time if the environment is right to try to settle cases at an early stage before people spend enormous amounts of money in the litigation process. So this pause is an opportunity to think about that. But I have to say, Jeffrey, it's a matter of instinct, experience, judgment, and trust from the other lawyer as to whether the moment is right to try to resolve the case, either with or without mediation. But I think that's something that I think will be, just like Zoom meetings are growing like crazy, I think Zoom mediations, there's no reason that it isn't a time to think about that, even though we're not together in person.
Well, I'm going to address what you said, and then I'm going to move to a final question with you, Mark. And that part is that I'm a big fan of mediation. I've watched you in mediation, and I look at that as almost like surgery, the last minute, the last gasp surgery. I'm sort of the facilitator or the on-call doctor prior to surgery, because I get involved with a lot of partner and family business issues, hopefully before it gets to that extreme. And I've been using Zoom a lot to work with partners and also families. And it's been quite helpful. And it's nice to work out of my house with my dog right behind me. But I'm going to change it a little bit. You've probably been the most vocal person on the show over the last 4 years about be careful what you text, be careful what you email, be careful what you say. And now there's a whole new realm of be careful of Zoom legally. So I don't know if you can address that as the last question before we go. And that is, if you are fighting on Zoom or having Zoom meetings or Zoom social things, I assume this is going to open up a whole new Pandora's box of legal issues.
Well, it does. Zoom is not a secure way to communicate. And I think I've read about people sabotaging Zoom meetings with pornography and other things. And it's so that's a concern from a lawyer's perspective. It's really a disclosure item, right, for the client. But, you know, we're all in really uncharted territory here, and the world isn't going to stop, and the need for people to get legal advice isn't going to stop. The need for people to get medical treatment through telemedicine, all these things, they're just essential to dealing with life in the coronavirus time. So, you know, there's risks, but there's also rewards. And I think this virtual train has left the station. It's not turning back.
Well, I
just wanted to caution business owners about one other thing, because there are going to be so many layoffs. I do think it's really important that owners consult with counsel on employment matters, because the employment laws don't have a coronavirus exception. And a lot of the laws are quite specific, strict. Many provide for, certainly in Massachusetts, for triple damages and attorney's fees. So you got to be very careful in what you do. And so I just urge people to not only get their wills done keep their business going, but get legal advice on whatever issues come up. You know, an inability to perform a contract, what's called force majeure clauses are becoming critically important. You know, if you're not going to be able to meet a contractual obligation due to this, employment issues. I mean, there's a lot of legal issues that people need to make good decisions about. So I just encourage them to talk to experienced counsel who can help them work through those issues.
Well, again, we in this economy, I think you're giving us great preventative medicine, because we don't want to get through this crisis, have businesses survive and get to the other side, and then be destroyed due to litigation on the other side.
And is this going to be a lot of desperate businesses? And, you know, if they're not going to be shy about bringing claims, if they think that they can get something out of it. So I think being preventative is very important right now.
Well, we're going to want to talk to you more than we were before. We know you're accessible. There's a lot of the whole platform of the legal implications to the entrepreneur. I think it's changing daily right now. Right. You know, the speed of change has changed. We're going to want to tap into you. We know you're accessible for quick interviews, so you can keep our listeners informed, and we really do appreciate it. But more than anything else, Mark, you know, from my heart and my family's heart, we wish you and your family the best of health, and I look forward to seeing you and your dry humor on the other side.
Feel the same, Jeffrey. Thank you.
There's nothing dry about my humor, Mark.
Well, there's more than one way to get somebody to smile.
Yes, there is. And again, we wish you all good. I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're trying to keep everybody informed during this time of great change. And we want to thank Mark Furman and his firm, Tarlo Breedhart and Rogers. Mark, if someone wants to get hold of you or Tarlo Breed, how would they do that right now?
I can be reached by email, mfurman, F-U-R-M-A-N, at tbhr-law.com, or it's 617-218-2025. We're working remote, but we're open for business.
Right. Good. I assume, because especially with these issues of business, but also estate planning, I'm sure your estate planning partners are very busy right now, and you should feel free to bring them on the air with us and talk about what people are doing next week if you want. So again, okay. All the best to you and your family, Mark. We look forward to talking to you again.
Same to you, Jeffrey. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.